Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us today. We got Joe Heschmeyer, we got Tim Staples. We've got big stuff to talk about. I mean, a new document from the Vatican on Mary. Can I still pray the rosary? I think the answer is yes, but we'll find out from these apologists. So we've got also a wonderful opportunity. We're in a special season of the year, which sometimes doesn't get talked about, but we can talk about the special indulgence that comes the first week of November. We're praying for the dead right now. November is the month that we pray for the dead in the Catholic Church. And so if you have a loved one that has died for whom you would like to beg God for an indulgence for that person, you're in luck. Let me put it that way. You are in luck. But what is an indulgence? We'll talk about all of that. It's Ask Me Anything both hours today. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest this hour. And Joe, well, first of all, welcome, Joe.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And it's double duty for us today, Joe. We got to raise money as well. This is the last time. It's early this year. We're coming early. Often we're closer to Thanksgiving when we do our last pledge drive. But today, tomorrow, and the next day, we will do a little bit of fundraising. Ask people to fund us for the next 3 months.
You know, I think I have the perfect sob story as well, which is both you and I discovered right before the show that we're in the same boat. And by boat, I mean not car.
Yeah. There was smoke on the freeway when I was driving to work this morning. I was like, where's all this smoke coming? It was alarming when I realized it was coming from my car.
What kind of car do you drive, or did you drive, I suppose, is maybe the better.
2012 Volkswagen Jetta.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So like
I know,
a month
fancy.
Ago, our 2006 Honda Pilot gave out, and you know, it was one of those things, if we wanted to put in more than the car was worth, we could have tried to salvage the car.
Right.
But it was its time. And we got a lot of life out of that car. We were very blessed when we originally got the car. It was already quite old. You know, we didn't get it new.
The life of an apologist.
Oh, yeah. But it was very gently driven by a retired man who took great care of it. And I had this like horrific foresight of, oh no, if he knows what's going to happen to this car in the hands of my small children, they will not treat it with the same love and care that he treated it with. But we got many years out of it, so I can't really complain. I'm very grateful.
Fishy crackers tremendous value to a car.
Yes, exactly.
Tremendous value to a car. Hey,
people at home are thinking these guys are living high on the hog.
No, we both burned up our cars on the freeway. Yeah, it's alarming when you're like, who is that poor person? Somebody's in trouble around. Oh, it's me.
Yes.
All right. So the number to call to get in the studio here to talk with Joe, 888-318-7884. And I'm only going to give that out one more time because I got to give out the number for folks to make their pledges for the pledge drive, 888-318-7884. And you can ask Joe any question you want. When we raise funds, we have some very generous donors who give us matching funds, and we have matching funds right now. So I want to tell you what the match is, tell you what we need to raise in order to be fully funded for the next 3 months, and then give you that number to call. And if you would pick up the phone and call, they can get you done in about 90 seconds, or you can visit with them. We love it when we get notes in here about why a person is giving, what Catholic Answers has meant to them, why they're supporting Catholic Answers. So let me tell you about the match. Anything $50 or more is matched dollar for dollar for the entire pledge drive. $50 or more, 100% match. So if you give $50, it will be $100 to us. If you give $500, it will be $1,000 to us because we have matching money. But here's the thing. There's a second match. Any gift $500 or more is matched a second time. So let me correct what I just said. If you give $500, we don't receive $1,000. We receive $1,500. So would you please take advantage of the match? Would you please call and talk with our coworkers who are on the phone lines right now. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-1000. Be the first person to call, will you? This is the first time we're giving out the number during this pledge drive. We've got $200,000 to raise to be fully funded for the next 3 months. So we'll get into the new year. We'll get well into the new year before we come to you again. And because we're so early, it's almost 4 months that we're going to go. And we need $200,000 to pay for all of the apologists, all of the cameras, all of the lights, all of the crew that's in there working, and to get this out to your local radio station, to EWTN, to the whatever website or app you are currently listening on. Please, could you pick up that phone right now and get us started? 888-291-8000. All gifts, $50 or more, matched. All gifts, $500 or more, double matched at 888-291-8000. Joe, we've got some gifts that we want to give people, and I can go over that. I don't know if there's anything you want. There's our first call. Oh, our first call just came in. All right. Well, we know we got one. We know it's not a complete failure, the pledge drive. So far, we've got one call. 10 of our colleagues are waiting on the line, 888-291-8000.
Well, I mean, for all we know, they could donate the entire amount we need.
They could,
but probably not.
This could be a $200,000
donation. This is still a great time to tune in and call in.
Right. Yeah, that would be it would be a great pledge drive, of course, if our first call just finished the pledge drive for us. But and I think we would finish. We just wouldn't do the pledge drive anymore if somebody were to give us that amount of money. But
so if you hate pledge drives, just write the biggest check you've ever written.
If you hate pledge drives but you love Bitcoin, no, not if you love Bitcoin. If you loved Bitcoin about 20 years ago and you still have it, you, Mr. Billionaire, are our guy. Hey, if you give a $50 gift, in addition for it to be it being matched, we're going to give you the new book that I wrote with Steve Dawson called How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone. We'd love you to have this one before the holidays. Maybe there's somebody you want to talk about Jesus with. How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone is yours. Also, we'll give you the most popular book ever published by Catholic Answers Press, Why We're Catholic. $50 or more, just think of it. You get those two books, your money is doubled, and you're helping us stay on the air for the next 3 months. If you can give a $500 gift, then you will get all of that that I just said, but we're also going to send the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments, the hardcover version. That's right. You're getting the hardcover version. Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, Old and New Testaments for a $500 gift. Nine lines open now. Three people on the line. 888-291-8000. Joe, I can I start by just asking you about the indulgence thing, and then we'll go to the calls?
Yeah.
Because I don't think people know about the indulgence. Maybe people don't take indulgences seriously, but I'll let you answer that. What does the church actually offer in terms of this November indulgence for the first week of November?
Yes. So there, do you want me to explain kind of the background to indulgences or just what's special this week?
A little bit of both, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh yeah, I'd be happy to. So indulgences are, in very technical language, the remission before God of the temporal punishment due to sin whose guilt has already been forgiven. So let's unpack that piece by piece. Number one, this is not something where somebody who is cut off from relationship with God through serious sin is able to just say, well, got this indulgence, therefore it's a get out of hell free card. It is not that. It is, if you want to be a little glib about it, more of a get out of purgatory free card. But the souls in purgatory are already saved. And so what we believe is that purification has to happen for those who are in relationship with God, but they still need to be sanctified, they need to be purified, they need to be cleansed. And the simple reason is because nothing impure stands before the living God. So then the question raised by indulgences is, well, can we do anything for others to help them with that purification? And the Catechism, in its treatment of indulgences, quotes the Council of Florence and the Council of Trent. And in turn, they cite to the book of Job. And I'd never heard this passage used before, but I think it's a really good passage to use. In the first chapter of Job, verse 5, when Job's sons would go and feast, Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. So we have this biblical pattern that we actually want to go over and above, do more than what is just required for ourselves, for the people that we love. And in the body of Christ, that should be everyone. That should be everyone else in the body of Christ. Certainly everyone else for whom Christ died. So all of humanity. And so if there are people who they are in relationship with God, they're not going to hell, but they're in need of real purification, particularly those souls in purgatory. We believe that you can do things to help purify them in the same way that we see Job doing in the Bible. That's the kind of core teaching on it. Is that are we good?
I guess, feel clear.
There for
yes.
Okay, and then the first week of November. Let me pull this up to make sure that I get the details of this right. The traditional octave is November 1st to the 8th. You can get a plenary indulgences for the souls in purgatory once per day by devoutly visiting a cemetery and praying, even just mentally praying for the departed. And then there's an additional one for All Souls Day, but that's not applicable here. And then you can have a partial indulgence throughout the month of November, I believe, for those who devoutly visit a cemetery and at least mentally pray for the dead and devoutly recite Lauds or Vespers from the Office of Dead or the Prayer Requiem Aeternum, the eternal rest grant unto them. So the incentive there, like November is a time where we, you know, the year is coming to a close. You have reminders of death all around you. We just came out of Halloween and, you know, you had these visible reminders of mortality. And now we're encouraged in a special way to remember those who have died and those who are still in need of our prayers. So that's the idea. This is a very special time for these next few days, but really throughout this entire month. And it's a good practice to get into praying for those who've died, going to cemeteries and the like.
Check out EWTN if you'd like to get all the details, if you'd like a reminder on how to do it. But it is a wonderful opportunity that you have. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. I am Cy Kellett, your host. I got up to 9 calls, which is a pretty good start. We're in addition to getting Joe to answer questions, that actually gives me a lot of confidence to let Joe just answer questions as they come in. We've got full phone lines now. So I'll just remind you what we're doing. We're doing the regular show just like we always do it. We're going to take as many calls as we possibly can. But we also have to ask you for your help to stay fully funded for the next three and a half months. And our calculations tell us that if we raise $200,000, we will be fully funded for those months. $200,000, it's a large amount of money, but we're on hundreds of radio stations, and we have wonderful, wonderful listeners. And I honestly think you could come in here and you could see how we spend the money. As a matter of fact, we invite people to come in all the time. We'd invite you to come in. You can look at the books. But I think we're getting a lot of bang for our buck, you know, where I could buy a TV commercial, you know, on a mid-level TV show for $200,000, or I could do 3.5 months of Catholic Answers Live, 10 hours a week, plus social media and podcasts and all of that. I think you're getting a pretty good deal here, and we're doing our very best to make it a good deal. If you can call now, we've got 12 lines open. 4 are active. That is, 4 callers are on the line. 16 of our colleagues are taking calls, so that means 12 lines open, 888-291-8000. All gifts of $50 or more are matched, fully matched, 100%. Any gift of $50 or more, fully matched. So say you did $10 a month. Well, that's going to be matched because that's way over $50. That's $120 at the end of the year. So that'll get matched. $500 or more gifts are double matched. They will be matched by a second donor a second time. 888-291-8000. 13 lines open now. 888-291-8000 is the place to go and make your pledge. When you call, you are talking to people who are here in the building. These are our colleagues. These are our coworkers. You can say hello to them. You can visit with them. You can share your story. We love hearing the stories. Often the people share them after the pledge drive nights. They'll share them in the hallway and that kind of thing, but they'll also send them to us. But if you're in a hurry, they'll get you done real quick. 13 lines open. They can get you done in about 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. Look, maybe you're on your computer listening right now or on your phone. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is an easy way to go. It's optimized for your phone or computer, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you are on that phone, and as long as you're not driving, because you're not supposed to do this when you're driving, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. 12 lines open now, six callers on, 888-291-8000. Again, you can just, you go to the same place, it gets the same match if you text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, Joe, I feel like leaving it in people's hands. And
yeah,
and letting them
if we can count on you doing your part to call in and help support this, we're happy to do our part of just answering questions and leaving you alone.
So, that's what we'll do then. Oh, if people will keep picking up that phone and calling again, 13 lines open, 888-291-8000. I am going to let Joe answer questions. I cannot find it on the sheet here, Joe, but we've had several people asking about what's up with Mary? Do you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What's up with Mary?
Yes. She's the mother of God.
Yeah.
And okay. She was. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I'll give the short version if you'd like. The DDF, formerly called the CDF, has a new document where it talks about Mary's role in Christ's redemption and salvation. And it really emphasizes that she plays this very important role. But it cautions against two popularly used terms, co-redemptrix and mediatrix, where it warns in the one case, like, that just sounds too unbiblical. That even if there's a sense that you can explain how this is true biblically and theologically, and there is, it's describing a real thing, it discourages the use of the term as basically causing more confusion then it provides actual help. And the example I would use is, you know, you read some old documents and old writings, and people in the old days would sometimes use the term worship in a broader sense to mean things like honor and the rest. But these days, worship clearly means latria. So in the old days, it wouldn't be wrong to, you know, describe the worshipful guilds in England, or to refer to a judge as your worship, or to talk about worshiping Mary and the saints in that sense of honorable. But now, because most people have divine worship in view, that they're going to hear that and they're going to hear something very different. And so it's wise for us to update the way we speak to avoid unnecessary confusion. So the idea of using a term that's going to be very loaded, that's going to sound very unbiblical, if we can avoid that confusion, let's do it. Now, obviously, people can misunderstand, can misconstrue, can be, you know, unfair about even a charitably presented, carefully presented argument. I'm online. I see it all the time. I'm sure everyone else does. But nevertheless, there are plenty of people who are of goodwill and are trying to understand generously and charitably, and we don't want to scandalize them unnecessarily. So we can, I think, make that distinction pretty easily.
Again, the number to call if you'd like to make your pledge, 10 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, Kimberly and Sean in Bakersfield, California, $500 pledge, which is
beautiful.
Tripled. But it was also matched by their employer. Holy
wow.
Smokes. Already several people, four people that they told me, have already texted Catholic to 24365. So go ahead. It's working. So if you would like to make your pledge that way via text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. You can go online, safe and secure, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or pick up that phone and call, because now there's lots of lines open. 12 lines open, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. If you're just tuning in, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're letting Joe answer questions. We're trying to do as much of that as we can today. We would like to not take up a lot of your time, but we do have to ask you for your support. So I'll tell you where we are. I'll reset all of that, and then I'll go back. I'll go to the phones and let Joe answer a question. Right now, we are in the first hour of our final pledge drive of the year 2025. Usually it comes later in November, but this is the week that worked out this year. So if you're willing to support us, it takes us about $200,000 a quarter, and that's what we're trying to raise now, $200,000 to stay on the air on more than 360 radio stations, on satellite radio, all over the internet, on apps, including our own app, where people can just call and ask questions about the Catholic faith. It seems like a simple formula, but it's done an awful lot to help people come into the Catholic Church. If that's something that interests you in supporting, please call 888-291-8000. All gifts, $50 or more, are matched dollar for dollar. $500 or more are double matched.
The Ignatius Catholic Study Bible is fantastic. So
there you go. Okay, so if you come in at that $500 level, we're going to give you a couple books, How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone, the book that I wrote with Steve Dawson, which is about how to talk about Jesus with anyone. And then Trent Horn's famous book, Why We're Catholic, we'll also send you that.
That one about?
That's about why we're Catholic. It's fascinating how we do the titles around here. And then we'll send you the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible if you can make a one-time pledge or a monthly pledge that of $500 or more. So you get your money tripled and you get all that. If you can come at the $50 level, the money's doubled and you get the How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone and Why We're Catholic books. Can you come in at $10 a month? Can you come in at $20 a month? You'd get those books. You'd get your money doubled. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 11 lines open now. Joe, I feel like people have been so generous so early. We should reward that and just go back to the phones. I don't know. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right.
I love it.
Okay, good. We'll go to Chris in Yorktown Heights, New York. Again, 11 lines open. Chris, I said your name and I'm making you wait now. I apologize. 11 lines open. So what the deal is we're going to keep taking calls. If you'll keep filling up those lines, can you make a pledge of $50 or more or $500 or more right now and get all of those gifts? 888-291-8000. Chris in Youngstown Heights, New York, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Welcome.
Hey, Si. Hey, Joe. It's a Yorktown Heights, New York.
I didn't want to correct him. I'm glad you did.
What did I say?
You said Yorktown, then you said Youngstown. Yeah, Ohio on the mind.
I'm very excited and excitable today, Chris. I apologize.
That's all right.
Welcome from Yorktown.
Thank you. I didn't realize you were doing the pledge drive this week, so I wanted to say thank you to everybody there. And while I was on hold, I donated $50. So,
oh, God bless you. You can have two questions.
All right, are we just selling questions now? I like it.
I belong to a Saturday morning men's group, and we meet every week to discuss the Sunday readings and the gospel and then how they relate to our lives as fathers, grandfathers, husbands, etc. And a question came up when we were reflecting on the Book of Wisdom, the first reading, and the relationship to purgatory. So one of the guys at the table I was at asked the question, are the souls in purgatory at peace? And we had a good discussion, because on the one hand, we know the souls are being purified, so it's not a pleasant process. But on the other hand, the souls, know they're going to heaven. So the question for you, Joe, I guess, is, what you thought about, if do our prayers and the intercessory prayers, I guess, also of the saints, assist with giving the souls in purgatory a sense of peace while they're being purified?
Yeah, I think you laid out the roadmap there perfectly. That, even when mentioning wisdom is fantastic. Wisdom 3 says, but the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God and no torment will ever touch them. Distinguishing between the souls of the just and the souls of the unjust. That even when we talk about the pains of purgatory, this is different in kind from the sufferings of hell, because the sufferings of hell are hopeless. In contrast, when the Catechism talks about the sufferings in purgatory in paragraph 1030, it says, all who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. So they die in friendship with God, they die in the grace of God, and they die with an assurance of their eternal salvation. And yet, they still have to be purified. In Spe Salvi, Benedict XVI talks about how this is, in his words, a blessed pain, in which the holy power of God's love sears through us like a flame, enabling us to become totally ourselves and thus totally of God. So if you've ever, gone through the process of being purified of your detachment from sin, but you knew you were making the right decision and you could be at that internal peace about it, that you can have the coexistence of a real peace and calm amidst real suffering as well. And think about our Lord as he's facing the cross. Is he at peace? He is. Is he also in suffering? He is. And there's no contradiction between those two things. As for our own prayers, I think you're right to recognize those playing a role as well. St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa, the very back part of the Summa called the Supplement, in Article 13 of, what question is that? Question 71, I believe. Yeah, 71, Article 13. He says that many in purgatory rejoice in one good deed. So even the small things you do for the souls in purgatory, they can rejoice in that, partly because the souls in heaven rejoice as we're being charitable, not because they're in torment, but because the body rejoices, that the different parts of the body of Christ rejoice when they see other parts of the body living well and doing what they should and becoming the saints they should. So as we're interceding for them, they can also rejoice both in receiving the spiritual benefits of that, but also in knowing that we are becoming the saints we're meant to be as well.
Chris, I got to leave it there because I'm realizing we're about to take a break, and this is a perfect time for people to call, and we are in the midst of our fall pledge drive, the last pledge drive that we will do this year. We'd like to be fully funded for the next 3 months. You can help us do that, 888-291-8000. If you can give $50 or more, your money will be doubled. If you can do $500 or more right now, your money will be tripled, and they have wonderful gifts to give you. We'd love to give them to you. But since we're going to be on a break for about 2 minutes, you can get this done in 90 seconds if you call. How about if we fill up those 14 lines? Can you help us with that? 888-291-8000. You're not taking a line from anybody else. We have not filled up the lines yet today. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. Now, come on now. Those phones didn't even come close to getting filled up. Quite a few people have called, and we're very grateful for the calls. We are in the first hour of 6 hours where we will ask you in the course of those 6 hours, every few minutes, if you can support us. That's how we pay the bills around here. It's not the only way we pay the bills. We sell books. We do other things. And we have wonderful donors who give us the money for the matches for these things. So, but all these things together add up to us being able to pay the bills each month and continue to do what we do, which is pretty basic. Just answer questions about the Catholic faith. Certainly one of the things a few years ago, Darren pointed it out to me, and I've seen it more and more. And now I think it went from Darren all the way to the New York Times, which last week had an article about how young people are open to the faith in a way that they never have been. A few years ago, Darren said to me, do you notice we're not getting the same kind of calls anymore? Like people don't, they're not calling wanting to fight. They're calling wanting to say, I'm coming into the church, or I'm thinking about coming into the church. And that's true. So let's build on those gains. If you could help us keep doing what we're doing. We're a small part. I mean, I'm not saying that it was Catholic Answers Live that did it, but I'm not saying that. 888-291-8000 is where you can go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. I have to say, one of the things that I feel about our apologists is that they their value is in that they give great, good, high-quality answers. But when you think about Tim and Jimmy, Trent, Carlo, Joe, every single one of them, in addition to being a giant brain, is also a charitable person. And we do not win souls by being giant brains without charity. It's the charity that wins souls. It's the giant brains that remove obstacles, but it's the charity that wins souls. And I do think that this is one of the values of Catholic Answers Live, is it has helped other people to become better in their apologetics by imitating these guys like Mr. Heschmeyer that we have now. He hates it when I say anything nice about him, but if you know what, for raising money, I'll say something nice about it. 888-291-8000. Also, a lot of people are texting. Donna just came in and told me lots of people are using the text. So if that's you and it's easy for you, just text the word Catholic to 24365. How often do we love Jesus? 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, except on leap years, and then we love him one extra day.
Was it 24365? I may have told people in the chat to text Catholic to 2436. Let me fix that.
No, you were correct. You were just short. You tired out too soon on that one. Text the word Catholic to 24365. Hey, there's 10 lines open right now. That's good news because 18 of our colleagues are taking calls. So 8 callers on right now. It only takes a few hundred callers to get this thing done. You would be, I don't like to say it this way, but you would be amazed at how few people are supporting us per tower. I mean, like, per tower that's broadcasting this, you know, we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people, millions of potential listeners. I don't know how many are listening, but for each tower, it's something like 12 or 13 people support us. So the tower that you're listening on, you know, I don't know if you're driving through South Dakota or if you're down on the quest in Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever you are. That tower, if you gave right now, you would add a huge percentage to the number of people who are giving because it's only 12 or 13 other people that are giving. So perfect time to pick up the phone and call. I'm going to do what I said. I'm going to keep letting Joe do his regular day job. I don't want to tire him out on fundraising. If you'll give, we'll let Joe just do his day job, which is answer questions. 888-291-8000. Joe, can you give me 60 seconds to reset and then I'll let you take a call?
I'd be happy to.
All right. All gifts of $50 or more are being matched dollar for dollar. All gifts of $500 or more are being matched dollar for dollar, but then another donor will match them again. So they are double matched. If you can give $50 one time or monthly, however you want to disperse that, we're going to give you two books. First of all, your money is going to be doubled, and we'll give you How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone, perfect book to get ready for the holidays, How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone, and Why We're Catholic, the most popular book we have ever published. If you are able to give $500 or more, first of all, pick up that phone and call if you can, 888-291-8000, but we'll give you both of those books, How to Talk About Jesus with Anyone and Why We're Catholic. And your money will be tripled. And that's right, there's an and here. We're going to send you the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the Old and New Testaments, the hardcover. So a great time. I'm going to let Joe work now. A great time, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Our old friend Devontae's back. Devontae down in Odessa, Texas. It's always a pleasure when you call, Devontae. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good.
So I had a question. Amen. I had a question about the Catholic view of the atonement.
Yeah.
So I was watching a conversation on Pints with Aquinas with Scott Hahn, and he started talking about penal substitution, and though I am not going to be Protestant anymore, That's still the stream of the church I was brought up in. So it still influences my thoughts, which is good in many points. So here's the confusion or hang up in my head. So Joe, I'll walk you through this and then you poke holes where I'm missing something. So
happily,
here's the stumbling block. Here's the stumbling block that I'm having. When you read scripture, you see, as Paul talks about in Ephesians, we were by nature children of wrath. We did not save ourselves because it wasn't of works. But we have been saved because, you know, we belong to Christ. So here's the stumbling block for me when it comes to the atonement. Before we were saved, there was wrath on us because we were sons of disobedience. We are now saved. We're no longer in Adam. We're in Christ. But that wrath went somewhere. And the reason I say hang up is because from the Catholics I have listened to, the language of talking about Jesus taking the wrath of the Father, Scott Hahn called it Trinitarian schizophrenia.
Yeah.
But the,
so
well, the
let me ask you, what do,
the
why do you
be
believe
somewhere.
The wrath went somewhere?
I would have to say the wrath went somewhere because there was wrath on me before I believed. The wrath doesn't just disappear. Like,
why not?
God says, because scripture says that God will not acquit the guilty or condemn.
Yeah,
the
but
innocent.
Notice in the penal substitution model, Christ does acquit the guilty by punishing the innocent, right? Like, he pours out his wrath on the innocent to acquit the guilty.
Okay.
So that's one of the problems. And I think what Scott Hahn is saying is, in the view of penal substitution presented by John Calvin, by many Calvinists, there is this idea that Christ dies only for the elect. He dies only for those that are going to ultimately be saved. This is sometimes called the limited atonement. And that the way that the cross works sounds like the Father is just pouring out his wrath on him. Whereas when you read the Bible, a very different picture emerges. So there's this idea that I've heard many Protestants present, R.C. Sproul, John MacArthur, etc., where they talk about the Father turning his face away from the Son on the cross on Good Friday. But when you read Scripture, it says the opposite. It has Jesus saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. That even as he's saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He is fully entrusting himself to the Father, and the Father receives him. And he says in John 10, verse 17, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. So that doesn't sound like wrath. And significantly, in the penal substitution model, Christ appears to be the victim. He doesn't appear to be the priest, that it is the Father pouring out wrath upon the Son. Whereas in the biblical model, Christ is both the priest and the victim. So what is a better model to understand this? And maybe we should add, what is right in the penal substitution model? And what's right is there is this problem that we have offended God, and that offense needs to be resolved. But if someone offends you, you could respond by punching them or by punching somebody else, or it could be resolved because they make it up to you in some way. St. Thomas Aquinas, in the Summa, in Part 3, Question 48, Article 2, talking about how Christ's passion works, says he properly atones for an offense who offers something which the offended one loves equally or even more than he detested the offense, right? Like, if you break, like, let's say you crash my car, I'm going to be pretty offended. I'm going to be pretty upset. But let's say you say, hey, really sorry about that. I got you a new car that's even better than the one you had. I could say, I'm not mad at you anymore. I don't then like pour out my wrath on the new car. I just don't have wrath anymore because you've satisfied. You've satisfied my wrath, not by giving me a vessel for me to like punch, but by giving me something that is worth more to me than the offense cost. Does that make sense?
Yes. So it sounds like what you're saying is sorry, I turned the air on in my car. It came on loud. It sounds right. Like you're saying it does not seem to be the logical conclusion that Christ had to take our wrath.
Right. He does suffer for us. Like, that part is true. But what's valuable to God isn't divine bloodlust. What's valuable to God is that Christ loves us so much that he lays down his life for us and pours out his blood. And so, you know, in the same way that when you know, there is the horrible shootings in Colorado where a gunman shot up a theater, and there were like five different men who threw themselves in front of the bullets for the women they were there with. That is tremendous love. And we honor that as heroism, not because we're, you know, bloodthirsty and, you know, are glad they died. Not that at all. But because no greater love is there than this, right? And that's the model that the Bible repeatedly uses, that this is a perfect expression of divine love and even of human love, Christ's love for his friends. And that in this, this is what's more valuable to him, that he desires mercy and obedience more than he desires animal sacrifice. This is why Christ's sacrifice is worth an infinite amount. And now, this is the critical part. In the penal substitution model, Christ doesn't give anything extra. Like, the whole model is, this is the punishment, someone had to pay it, so Christ pays it. Now, there's two problems with that. One, the punishment of sin is eternal separation from God, and Christ does not become eternally separated from God. That's the Trinitarian schizophrenia Scott Hahn talks about. But the other is, Christ actually gives something more to the Father than all of the sins of all of humanity together equal. And so there's something over and above in the cross, and that's completely lost in penal substitution. But this is why 1 John 2 can say, my little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the expiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Like, Christ goes above and beyond, not just for the sins of the elect, not just for the sins of those who will ultimately be saved, but above and beyond the entire human race's sum of all sins. And so we can square all of the biblical evidence really neatly with this traditional model, because this is, I think, the better biblical model of what's happening. But it's a model of love and not a model of divine wrath.
Devante, as you know, we're raising money today, so I have to leave it there, but you are always welcome here. We love it when you call. Right now, there are 20 of our colleagues on the line, and they are there because they know we're coming down the stretch this hour. The number is 888-291-8000 if you'd like to call and make your pledge, 888-291-8000. Right now, we've been raising money, but we're a bit off from where we should be for this hour. We've got a ways to go to be where we should be for this hour if we want to be fully funded. We have an idea in our heads of where we need to be, and it would be best to be over 20,000 for this hour. And right now, we're probably somewhere around 8,000 or 9,000 for the hour. We do want to thank a donor from out here in California. Daniel out here in California just gave $1,500 and covered the fee. Thank you very much for that. And also, that $1,500 will be matched twice by another donor. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a very quick break. Great time for you to call. Lots of folks on the line. Everything's being matched, $50 or more. So if you can give $50, if you can give $100, if you can give $250, all of it matched, all of it doubled for us right now, 888-291-8000, or text the word Catholic to 24365. At $500 or more, any amount, $500 or more, it is double matched. And we've got great gifts for you. Just ask when you call, 888-291-8000, or text the word Catholic to 24365.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Joe, how's your English accent? Can you do an English accent or no?
No, we fought a war, so I wouldn't have to.
Oh, that's not what I needed you to say right now. Because we really got a caller from the UK. So,
I mean, he won't disagree. He doesn't want to hear me.
That doesn't mean he's
going to
be enthusiastic about
it. That'll be more insulting.
All right, before I go to the phones, 17 lines open right now. Can we please fill up some of those lines? I will stress again that we just do this for 3 days. Usually day three is really busy. So every call that comes in on day one is very helpful in that it allows us to get your gift registered, but also it allows somebody else to get in on day three. We're all procrastinators. Not all of us, but most of us are procrastinators. But I'll tell you about that later. Just give a call right now, 888-291-8000. $50 or more, it gets matched. $500 or more, it's double matched. Lots of great gifts for you. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. But please, 16 of our colleagues got nobody on the phone with them right now. 888-291-8000. Over the other side we go. Jackson is listening on the Catholic Answers app in Oxford, UK. Hello, Jackson.
Both Jackson and Oxford are cities in Mississippi.
Hi, Jackson. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, sorry. I suppose a disappointing American accent here. I'm from Connecticut, but I do live in the UK.
It's not sort of disappointing. It's really disappointing, Jackson. I'll do the British
I
part.
I knew you were preparing.
Yeah. All right, go ahead with your question. Sure. Despite being an American overseas, we'll still take your question.
So the question I want to ask is about, I guess, ecclesiastical discipline. So in particular, where does the church see evidence for it having the authority to lay down disciplines that are binding under pain of mortal sin if knowingly disobeyed on matters like fasting and Sunday attendance? Because when I look to, for example, the Pauline epistles, so like Colossians 2 or Romans 14, there are these references to, like in Colossians 2, like let no one judge you in regards to Sabbaths or meat or et cetera. Right. And then Romans 14, you know,
yeah.
Don't judge.
So just to be very clear on that, he's talking specifically about those who still kept some of the Jewish ritual calendar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm aware that, I mean, at least certainly in Colossians 2, it's very much about Old Testament customs. Romans 14 is, I guess, a little bit more ambiguous, but also that's probably what's in mind. But I don't see why the same kind of principle shouldn't apply even within the New Covenant. And so I've heard, for example, for at least the fasting one, like I've heard people exegete the line in the Sermon on the Mount, like, when you fast, don't disfigure your face.
Sure, right.
But, like, when I looked into that a little bit more closely, like, grammatically, it's more if you fast rather than when you fast, aeon plus subjunctive, so future conditional. And so I don't see anywhere in the New Testament that makes me think that the church would have authority, and so even if other things lead to me believing, you know, wanting to believe that the church is the true church, if I see it describing kind of extra authority, that is kind of a doubt. Does that make sense?
Sure. No. Yeah. It makes total sense. So I guess a few things. The framework of that seems to be that all of the authority of the church has to be explicitly laid out in Scripture. Is that a fair kind of base level assumption?
I think it's a little bit more than that because, for example, in Colossians 2, that's an active command, like let no one do this. You know, you are seemingly you are disobeying if you let somebody judge you on a matter like this. So I think it's a little bit stronger than that, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
I think that is kind of a restrictive place to start. I see what you mean.
Would it be fair to say that there is corporate fasting in the church in Acts? That, for instance, before the sending of Paul and Barnabas, they are fasting. And Acts 14:23, they gathered them together with prayer and fasting. You know, there's this pattern of calling fasts, and we see this in both the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. You know, Joel 2:15, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Like, there's a clear line of calling fasts. Even like Jonah, when Jonah is preaching in Nineveh, the king calls a fast. And so there is this longstanding principle that the head, the father of a family, the secular leader, the head of the church, can call a fast for the people under his spiritual care. And this, by the way, is where you get even national holidays like Thanksgiving. This comes out of a day of like penance and Thanksgiving and fasting for the Lord in the midst of the Civil War, right? So there was this clear idea that was till very recently in, you know, Christian history, just sort of taken for granted that, of course, fasting is not just this individual thing. That just as the church can say, we're going to pray at this time, and it's not just left up to every individual. You know, like, we are going to pray at 9:30. That's when Mass is in this parish. And everyone is like, okay, well, I'm going to go worship God together. That corporate sense is, I think, really at the heart of this. And that's a very different thing from this question that St. Paul is talking about those who would also keep Jewish feasts. And so I would not read that in such a way that it contradicts either the biblical evidence of the Lord's Day. Certainly, we find even in like the Didache, which is believed to be maybe first century, we have reference to the Christian fast days and them also gathering on Sunday on the day of the Lord. So this isn't some like much later thing. The idea of 2 days a week being set aside by the church for fasting and this day being set aside for Mass is right there. It is as old as Christianity itself. And so, I mean, if we had more time, I'd like to do a little more explaining like Day of the Lord, but I guess I could say maybe very briefly, you have Ignatius of Antioch explaining that Christians worship on Sunday rather than Saturday in one of his letters in 107. You have Justin Martyr in First Apology explaining why it is Christians worship on Sunday rather than Saturday. And so the point there is, the early Christians, this wasn't a question of whether that authority existed or not. It really was just sort of taken for granted that, of course, if the Bible is right that the church is the household of the living God, 1 Timothy 3:15, and if we want to know how to behave, we need to look to that, then that obviously entails that the church can tell us how to live out this threefold call to pray, fast, and give alms, and a bunch of other things as well. Because if the church can't do that, if it can't even set common times for corporate worship or corporate fasting, that doesn't leave a lot that it can do.
Jackson, go to bed. It's the middle of the night in England. Thanks for the call. I got to come back to Joe for a quick minute here. We're approaching $10,000 for this hour. We'd like to be at about $20,000 for the hour. There's 7 minutes left in the hour. That is only first hour data, though. We don't know how we're going to do. I do want to mention that, again, that you can text Catholic to 24365 and make your pledge there. I want to thank a few people. Patrick donated $100 a month, and he loves Catholic Answers. Patrick, thank you very much. That means so much to us, and it's tripled. Mary in Dallas gave $500 plus the fees. Thank you, Mary, for your support and for your money as well is being tripled. I want to let people know we are in the first hour now of our pledge drive. We've got a ways to go to be where we'd like to be at the top of the hour. Any gift $500 or more is being matched dollar for dollar this hour. All you have to do is call 888-291-8000. $10 a month gift, that's more than $50. $20 a month gift, that's more than $50. A $50 gift, that'll do it. All of it doubled right now. All of it matched dollar for dollar. Can you pick up the phone and call right now as we finish this hour? Keep them busy in there. There's 15 lines open. Let's keep our colleagues busy. 888-291-8000. Kyle from North Dakota just gave $250 plus the fees. Kyle, thank you. Thank you very much. Also, a $500 one-time donation from Eli in Minnesota. Eli, thank you very, very much. Joe, I want to say thank you now because we are about to go for the hour. Tim Staples will be here with us for the second hour. Thanks, Joe. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope to see you again tomorrow.
Sorry about your car.
Same to you.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. This is the perfect time to call. I would love to see 15 lines lit up. Whatever the amount, if you'll call now and light up those lines, you'll help us get closer. And we've got plenty of lines. You're not going to be keeping somebody else off the line. 888-291-8000. Can you give $50 or more and have your pledge matched dollar for dollar? Can you give $500 or more and have your pledge matched twice dollar for dollar? 888-291-8000. 14 lines open. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or lots of people have been doing this today, so let's try that again. Text the word Catholic to 24365 and you'll get right in there. All of it goes to the same place for the match. Please help us use up all the match money that we've got. $50 or more, it's all matched right now. And there are 13 lines open. Can we fill all 13 of those up? 888-291-8000. If you're on the line, hang on the line. Tim Staples is coming. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live. Let's fill up those lines. 888-291-8000.